I'm standing, sheltering ever so slightly with Will Simpson, who is Will Filmmaker on Twitter. And very close to where we're standing is a very, very important spot. If you, like Will, are involved, saturated, and constantly playing around with film, what is your job, actually?
I'm a filmmaker, and I make all sorts from corporate documentaries, web video, lots of multimedia things.
The clue is certainly in the Twitter name.
Indeed, yeah, that was the idea.
Tell me about where we're standing.
Okay, so we're stood in the place, the first ever place in the world where a motion picture was shot by Augustine Louis Le Prince in 1888, and it's of Leeds Bridge, and we're just kind of looking at Leeds Bridge now. He shot it from his second floor apartment, looking down over Leeds Bridge. And there's, if you go on YouTube, you can look up and view these last kind of 3 seconds worth of surviving frames. There's multiple copies of them, but this is the place where we stood now.
So how come there is only 3 seconds left of this first ever, when you say 1888?
Yeah, 1888. I imagine it just deteriorates. I'm not entirely sure what happened to the rest of the film. I don't think he'd actually mastered the technology at the time, to be honest. I think he was still learning it.
And how, when you say learning the technology, had somebody technically invented it before he said, right, I'm going to shoot a movie?
No, he was pretty much the first one. There was a few. It depends on what camp you were from, you know.
Say, for example, that you weren't from Leeds and you were, in fact, American. What would you think?
Probably Edison. You'd be sat in the Edison carriage right now, yeah. But no, Le Prince, in terms of being the first film in 1888, there's another film as well which he shot in his back garden, which is still knocking around, and that's of his family dancing in the back garden. And you can see all these on YouTube as well. So,
how did they do it? What kind of equipment would they have had?
Well, old cameras are just huge wooden boxes with... I don't actually know the mechanics of it, so I couldn't answer.
But a lot of early film was done on glass plate, wasn't it?
Early film, yeah, before the celluloid arrived, yeah.
It's amazing to think that, you know, can you imagine, you couldn't actually... The only sound accompanying that film, because obviously sound came much later, would be the clattering of glass as it smashed, rotating in front of some lens with probably a candle behind it.
Absolutely, and it would never last that long either as well. It would never be like a print like we have now with celluloid that lasts for much, much longer than...
So we're very lucky to have 3 seconds.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
A very, very important place. And you're planning on doing something, or is this a secret project around this?
It's not a secret project. No, I did a blog post on it today, actually, and kind of I'm reviving a project that I started last year. It's a documentary about moving image, basically, and the origins of moving image, and just kind of trying to piece together those histories and digging up some old records and finding the old film and the copies and speaking to the people that are involved, like relatives down the line, because most of these people that I'm interested in are all dead now, so...
Mm. Wow.
It's making those links and bringing it to us now, really.
The first ever movie location. That's pretty important. At least they stuck a plaque up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the least they could do. Actually, Leeds City Council, I think in the 80s, there's a documentary somewhere knocking around that I watched a couple of weeks ago. And Leeds City Council did a commemoration parade and they reenacted the whole scene. They put loads of carriages on the street and reenacted it for all of 10 seconds and then filmed it and then went
kept
home.
Three of it.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess that month it would have been 1988, maybe.
Maybe.
They were really smart. Maybe that's on YouTube as well. Thanks a lot, Will. That's no problem. Educated and enlightened me, and good luck with the project.
Thanks very much, man.